The 14th day of the blessed month of Ba'una, the passing of Pope Ioannis the 19th, the 113th Patriarch of Alexandria. On this day in the year 1942, Pope Ioannis the 19th, the 113th Patriarch of Alexandria, departed. He was born in 1855 in Assiut and grew up to be a virtuous young man and loving to read the biographies of saints. He went to the monastery of the Virgin Lady, known as El Biramuz in Wadi El Natroon, and became a monk in 1876. Within 3 years, he was also a priest and hegumen and became head of the monastery. He remained abbot for 10 years, and in 1887, he was chosen to become the metropolitan for the Diocese of El Bahara and was also appointed as a deputy of the See of St. Mark, and thus he became the metropolitan of El Bahara, El Menafea, and also the deputy of the See of St. Mark. Since his official seat was in Alexandria, he established there a theological school to educate the monks and even sent some of its students on a mission to Athens for higher theological studies. Also under his leadership, the revenue of church properties increased greatly year after year. He also improved the Coptic schools and built and renovated most of the churches in his parish. He gave special attention to the monasteries in his jurisdiction, improving their conditions. Because of his foresight and prudence, the government chose him as a representative for the Copts in many councils and committees at the General Assembly and the Committee for Formulating the Constitution, as well as many others. He spent 42 years as a metropolitan, and when the Blessed Pope Kyrillus V passed away in 1927, the Holy Synod unanimously agreed to choose him as acting pope to run the affairs of the church until ordaining a patriarch. He performed his duties as acting patriarch for almost a year and a half, and during this period he administered the affairs of the See of St. Mark very well, during which the Holy Synod, with Anba Ioannis presiding, issued a canon to regulate the affairs of the monasteries and the monks. He organized a committee to oversee the church properties and those of the monasteries and to review their accounts. He was officially enthroned as Patriarch on December 16, 1928, in the great St. Mark Cathedral in Cairo, in Azbekiya. That took place with a great celebration attended by the representatives of the king, princes, ministers, prominent Egyptians, the metropolitans of different denominations of both Eastern and Western, and ambassadors of foreign countries. After his ordination, Pope Ioannis directed his attention to caring for the affairs of the Coptic people and the church. He established a higher theological institution for the education of the monks in the city of Helwan. He also ordained for the Kingdom of Ethiopia a Coptic metropolitan and 4 well-learned Ethiopian bishops, and also traveled to Ethiopia to reaffirm the unity between the Coptic and the Ethiopian churches. With the will of God, Pope Ioannis made the holy oil, or myron, in the year 1930. He also made the holy oil a second time, especially for the Kingdom of Ethiopia, attended by Anba Kyrillos, the Metropolitan of Ethiopia, and an Ethiopian bishop. During Pope Ioannis' papacy, a war broke out between Ethiopia and Italy, and Pope Ioannis endeavored to keep the church in Ethiopia from being taken over by the occupying Italians. Pope Ioannis eventually became stricken with the ailments of old age, and he departed in peace on June 21, 1942. The contributions to the Coptic Church by Pope Ioannis the 19th are too numerous to be mentioned completely, but include watching over the welfare of the church, kindness to the needy, support for charitable organizations, moral and financial support for the Coptic teaching institutions, and assistance on valuable projects that financially and spiritually benefited the Copts. He advanced the church in many ways, and his leadership was a blessing from God. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. On this day also, Saints Abikir, John, Ptolemy, and Philip were martyred. Saint Abikir was born in the city of Damanhur and had a rich brother named Philip. They had agreed with two priests, one called John and the other called Ptolemy, to receive the crown of martyrdom. They went to the city of Kartsa and confessed the name of the Lord Christ before the governor. The governor ordered that they be shot with bows and arrows, but the arrows did not touch them. They were then cast into a red-hot fire, but the angel of the Lord delivered them from it. Then the governor commanded to tie them to the tails of horses and to drag them from Kartsa to the city of Damanhur, but the Lord guarded them from any harm. The governor commanded that their heads be cut off outside the city of Damanhur, and thus they received the crown of martyrdom. People from the city of Saa came and took the body of Saint Abikir and built for him a church and laid his body inside it. Many signs and wonders took place through him. The people of Damanhur came back and also took the bodies of John, Ptolemy, and Philip, wrapped them in expensive shrouds, and buried them there. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.